Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Ring a ding ding. It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, 87 for the high. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
get in.
You know, at this point, it sounds like it hurts.
It hurts, yeah. My throat's on fire. It's like I'm swallowing razor blades.
585-252-9800. Are the vibes up? Tell us why. Let's set the tone for this Wednesday, shall we? Where's our friends at?
Good.
I know it's payday for some of them.
I know. Amanda, maybe one of those people. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Amanda here. Didn't win tickets last night, so I just went ahead and bought overpriced tickets for Benson Boone. So excited. Not the scalpers.
You know, concerts just aren't how they used to be. Like, the act of going to a concert is the equivalent of, dare I say, taking out a mortgage? I don't know. It's too much.
It's tough. Thanks for coming through last night to Dairy Queen, Amanda, and everyone that showed up to come register to win tickets to go see Benson Boone tomorrow night. It was a big turnout at the Dairy Queen in Webster.
I hope it doesn't rain for you guys. That's all I got to say. There's a 70% chance.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Oh. It's really tough. Tomorrow and Friday. And a little bit on Saturday, but, you know, these things happen.
We'll be on the bridge on Friday. Come see us. Yeah, so love that moment for her. That'll be fun, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Been giving away these tickets for months. Yes, months.
Yeah. You've been crushing it.
Oh, thanks, Breezy. I couldn't do it without you and your support.
I know, truly. Who else is here? We have Lisa. She says, good morning. I'm in my good vibes because, well, I finally feel as if my dog is potty trained, so that's good. She's going to text back tomorrow and be like, my dog crapped on the floor.
I know. It's everywhere. Guys, you got to come help me. I need your help. I'm desperate.
Wow.
I'll never forget my neighbor, Jenny. God bless her. She decided in our old apartment building, and this is when my best friend came to visit me. Well, I had to leave for work for a couple hours. She decided that she was going to adopt 6 new puppies, plus the mother, who was just extremely ill and sick. Well, all of these dogs had worms. All of them were extremely unhealthy, and they destroyed her apartment.
Ugh.
And my friend went up there and helped her clean twice, had to bleach everything. I've never seen a mess like this. I'm like, nah, count me out, because if she had asked me for help, there's no way I was going up there. Horrid. Maybe with a hazmat suit.
Absolutely horrid. Wow. Hate that.
Here I am talking about wanting a dog.
I know. I can't believe that. That's not it. My vibes for today is I'm going on the boat later. I can't wait. It's going to be so hot.
I know.
I can't wait to dive in.
Who are you going with?
My girlfriend, Patrice.
Nice.
I know. I can't wait. It's going to be great.
Vibes are up this morning. Vibes are up for me because it's going to be beautiful out, guys. The weekend's creeping up on us. There's a lot happening with Rochester Cocktail Revival.
Mm-hmm.
It's already happening all this week. I might have to stop by somewhere tonight. Have myself a cocktail.
Yeah, go get a cocky.
Go get a cocky. I feel like I've earned it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You've been working really hard. Glad the vibes are up. Nico and Steve, we know you're listening. We know it's payday today, so enjoy swimming in your money.
Why haven't we heard from them in decades? Do they hate us?
No, I think there was a tragic accident on their end.
Oh my God, really?
That's a possibility.
Wishing, praying on their downfall.
Yeah, no. Thank you guys for all the vibes this morning. We always appreciate when you check in with us. Coming up on the show, we'll share some updates about Zajay St. Pierre, that missing 5-year-old boy who fell into the Genesee River. At this point, they turn this recovery, this search into a recovery operation. But we'll share how the community came together in just a really huge way yesterday. That's coming up next on the show.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. The community came together in such a huge way yesterday on the Andrew Street Bridge as the search continues for the missing 5-year-old child, Zajay St. Pierre, who fell into the Genesee River, and the community is rallying in support of the child's family. Members of the Street Life Motorcycle Club rode through to show their support yesterday, but Rochester police have been searching throughout the river using helicopters, drones, boats, and Police Chief David Smith gave an update last night at a press conference and said, this is a recovery operation at this time, and we're trying to locate the boy and bring him home and get some closure to the family. First responders have been searching the Genesee River, and yesterday they worked with RG&E just to reduce water flow from the Mount Morris Dam to just help divers in their search, even bringing the water flow at High Falls to a standstill. But since yesterday, they have been working with RG&E to gain approval to reduce that water flow in the river from the Mount Morris Dam. But they said, sadly, we're still unable to locate this boy, even using all of those methods alone. So the police chief went on to say, there is video. I have seen the video. This did happen. And I pray to God none of you have to see the video. Mayor Malik Evans just urged the community to support the family and keep them in your thoughts and prayers. But Rochester police have asked boaters and fishermen to remain vigilant and study Zajay's face as anyone could potentially find him. But the family has also opened a GoFundMe to support them during this time of need.
Wow.
And the community, hundreds of people showed up yesterday on the Andrew Street Bridge. Balloons, candles.
Yeah.
It's really nice to see. And like Mayor Malik Evans said, the community came together in such a huge way to support this family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coming up on the show, I don't know if you guys ever get that feeling someone's watching you. Sometimes it's not just your ex, but
not the ex.
How weird is it when someone from your past keeps popping up? I got to share with you what took place on my Facebook page yesterday. This person is just beyond obsessed. It's really scary.
Ew.
We'll talk about it coming up next.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The phone number is 585-252-9800. I'm not sure if this has happened to anyone else, but earlier in the week, I noticed that my ex-girlfriend's mom started liking my Facebook post.
Oh my God, T.
Didn't think anything of it. It was like one or two pictures. And then yesterday, she really went for it and liked four in a row.
I don't know why people like blow themselves in like that. Like, that is just you essentially going to the scene of the crime and being like, I did it.
Well, she's a mom. She's, you know, she's just probably...
Was she trying to Zoom? Why do moms always try to Zoom? Whenever they get their mitts on a phone, they're like, nee. Like, Mom, it's Instagram.
It's the funniest thing because it's funny you mentioned that. Weeks back, I was at my parents' house. I don't remember what... My mom was going through old pictures. Mm-hmm. And there was a picture on the counter. My dad picked it up and he tried zooming in on it. So yesterday, this woman likes four in a row. This is my ex-girlfriend's mom.
Is this Instagram or Facebook?
Facebook. No, it's not Instagram.
Instagram's way too advanced for
her. Are you kidding? Facebook. And that's what
who still uses Facebook, respectfully?
I do. I use Facebook. I don't even think
we're friends on Facebook.
I'm going to be fully transparent here. It creeped me out a bit, so I blocked her. And I just got...
I love a block.
I got weirded out, and I panicked, so I shut it down. And I shut it down quick. I completely forgot we were even friends on Facebook. And it's not like she's ever, you know, come up on my feed. She doesn't post. She's one of those people who has Facebook just to spy on people, but she doesn't post. She just looks at what everyone else is doing.
Right.
So I just thought this is really weird because her daughter and I ended things almost three years ago, but she's still very much keeping an eye on everything I'm doing.
Is this the mom that you gave skincare to?
No.
Okay, thank God.
No. I don't like it. I don't like this one bit. And it's not like we ended things on like bad terms. I mean, the breakup.
That you thought.
Well, the breakup was totally calm and we hashed it out like adults. But it was after I cut ties and stopped the communication where she got really upset. Yeah,
the keys.
She was. The keys.
She was so mad.
She made mention to me before we started dating that any relationship she's ever been in after it ended.
It's volatile.
Every single guy came crawling back. She expected it to happen. And in my head, I said, yeah, well, that's never going to happen. When it's done. So after we broke up, I never did. I never came crawling back. In fact, I just moved home a few months later.
You literally left the state.
I was like,
back. I'm moving across the country.
So now her mom's like in my post, and God knows what agenda she has. This is too much for me to handle. I don't feel right about this. If your son or daughter ended a relationship with their significant other and are no longer in contact, as a parent, you should not be going out of your way to try and keep in touch. What exactly is your end game here?
So my first thought, because like I've been that psycho before where I have either like we've ended things, a relationship, or I was blocked or whatever, but I'm like looking on like my mom's phone or my brother's Instagram because obviously they're not blocked. It's a tale as old as time, truly.
Oh, of course it is.
It very much could be her and she's just...
No, that's not...
It could be.
No,
could
I be. Doubt that very much.
Very much could be. I mean, I've been there. Definitely been there.
I'm just saying, I don't want this woman liking my thirst traps on social. You know what I mean? Also,
that you even post thirst traps makes me want to vomit. But
I could be overthinking it, but this might be her version of lighting a candle for the son-in-law that never was.
A memorial service, if you will.
585-252-9800. I gotta know this morning how many of you have had parents do this. You break up with someone and there they are on Facebook liking your ex's photos and posts and what have you. It's weird.
Moose is like, she's literally obsessed with me. Meanwhile, she's back in California like, oh my God, I don't even know how to like on Facebook. I didn't even know I did that.
She didn't even realize it was me.
No, she's like, I thought that was my nephew. Oh my God. She didn't even know you were friends on Facebook. She doesn't even remember who you are.
I love it. Yeah, she remembers who I am. I made a beautiful impact on her daughter's life.
Doesn't, from the sounds of it, doesn't seem like it.
Who's here? Dave. I unfriended my ex's mom after she commented, "Miss you," on a post of me. On a post of me holding hands with my new girlfriend. That woman's got nerve. Who does that?
Okay, so I have like really weird, I have really weird stories to relate to this. So picture it. My grandma is dating this man for, I don't know, 7 years. Herschel. Shout out Herschel.
Your grandma Carol that I know.
My grandma Carol was dating Herschel.
Okay.
Not the name drops this morning, but whatever.
Herschel.
They'll get their flowers. They were dating for a while.
Okay.
Very much so, like, integrated into the family. Always came to events, whatever.
And Hershey kiss.
Carol and Herschel break up.
No!
They break up.
What happened?
And all of a sudden, a couple months later, Herschel's now involved with Jerry.
Who's Jerry?
And now, every year on my birthday, Herschel will comment on my Facebook wall, "Happy birthday, love Herschel and Jerry." I'm like, I don't...
So Herschel turned gay and went to Jerry?
No, her name's Geraldine.
Oh, right,
yeah,
of course.
She's old, you know. Moose is like a dream. I literally, happy birthday, love Herschel and Jerry. I'm like.
That's so odd. Like, isn't your grandma's heart broken?
Maybe. I don't know. Haven't asked.
Wow,
she
you really
hated him, so I don't know.
You're really involved. Katie says you might be overthinking it, Moose. She's a mom. Chances are she didn't even realize it was you to begin with.
This person says my mom is still wishing my ex a happy birthday on Facebook. Oh, it's not that deep, Moose. Get over yourself.
It is deep. It's weird.
Okay.
I wasn't that close with her mom. I went over there for Thanksgiving 1 year.
Not Moose. I made a lasting impact, also Moose. I wasn't that close. We maybe said two words to each other. Me. Right. Not the story changing in the same break.
98 PXY. Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. You guys know that feeling when you introduce two friends and then everything all of a sudden gets really, really complicated.
It's really bad.
Statistically speaking, people are starting to regret introducing their close friends because they find out that it backfires on them.
54% of people, to be exact, admit that they regret introducing two friends who end up becoming closer. And I'm not going to lie. I am within that 54% because here's the situation. I feel like I shot myself in the foot by not keeping work life and personal life separate.
That's hard to do with a job like this.
Because I feel like the second I introduced you to my girlfriend, you jumped on her like a lion with a steak.
It's weird that we're still talking about this because you touched
really
on it yesterday,
not
too. What are you, losing sleep?
Yeah, actually, I am. I am because it just, for me, there's no end in sight. And like, not to be dramatic, but you take it way too far all of the time.
How?
It's just like you're constantly texting and like going out on lunch dates and buying lunch for her. And like, you've never bought anything for me.
That's not true. And I've never purchased lunch for her. I only purchase dinners for her sometimes, twice in 1 week.
Which I would argue is more intimate, if I'm being honest.
Here's the thing, and I'll ask you guys this question too. Wouldn't you want your significant other to be friends with your best friends?
No.
You know what I mean?
You calling us best friends is crazy. No, first of all, you're psychotic. Chill. I think it's awkward because our relationship is weird. Our relationship is weird. Like, the three of us, it's really weird because I feel like you're constantly, like, trying to, like, wedge your way in. And I don't like the fact that you two can turn and gang up on me at any given moment.
That's not the case.
And you would always initiate that if you had the chance.
No, that's not the case at all. I actually respect your relationship you guys have. I just happen to be, I mean, here's the thing. I could be totally, like, avoid your relationship altogether. But instead, I embrace it. Like, when you guys are always out together and I'm there, I'm it's not like I'm rude or anything. Like, she's a friend of mine.
I would honestly argue too much because we had our 1 year anniversary on Saturday, and you put Patrice and I in a group chat, which was nice for sure.
Yeah.
But you write, "Happy 1 year anniversary, Queens. What a special year this has been for the three of us. Let's keep growing. Enjoy your special day." Ring emoji, cupcake emoji, champagne emoji. Patrice goes, "Ha ha ha, thank you, sweetie. We love you." I just didn't respond. So I was like, I'm so good.
That's right. You didn't respond at all.
No need.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hello, it's Patrice.
Hi, babe.
Oh, no.
Hey, babe.
No, absolutely not.
Patrice, what's up?
You're literally the last person I want to hear from, if I'm being honest.
Oh, my God. It's so.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't this getting out of hand a little bit of how jelly she's getting of our relationship?
Yeah, it's giving me the ick, Breeze. I don't think jealousy needs to be. I don't think it needs to be here.
But like,
it has no place.
But like, you don't understand what it's like because I don't have the level of relationship with your coworkers that you have with mine, and it's like, it's debilitating.
I mean, respectfully, my coworkers are like 55, so I hope not. But
it's just a lot for me.
Yeah. You're really upset over this, huh?
Yeah, I am.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I didn't realize how upset you were. You know, I don't think you have anything to worry about with me and Moose. We're just friends. I love you.
Yeah?
Yes.
How much?
Yes, I do. Oh, you know how much.
Do I?
The little. Yes. Babe, I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. We all know this. You're the love of my life. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh, my God.
And
I feel the same.
You have nothing to worry about. There's no need to be jealous. I feel like you should be happy that Moose and I are friends. We could be enemies.
That is true. That is very true.
But I love you.
Okay, I think we got the message.
Oh.
I forgot he was there.
Moose, I'm so sorry.
No, it's whatever. I don't know. It's weird. I feel like I'm getting a lot of mixed signals. But that's you guys are in love, and I love that for you. And
you're really jealous.
No, I'm not.
Now I feel like I'm in the middle, so.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
If you were straight, do you feel like we would? No, like, hypothetically speaking, do you feel like we would be a good match?
I do. I really do, yeah.
Why? Like, what do you like about me?
Is Breezy still in the room?
Yeah, this is fully my show. What do you mean am I still in the room?
Oh,
of course.
Oh, okay. Let's take this off air.
No, tell me really quick, because I want the listeners to hear it, too. Like, what do you like about me?
She's grasping at straws.
Your good looks, you're charming, definitely your height.
What about it?
Perfect height.
Yeah, it is. It is a good height. Shut up, Breezy. All right, I'm glad you guys are in love.
She's like 5'10".
Yeah, she is taller.
We make perfect eye contact together.
Yeah, we do. Sometimes I do. If you're wearing like higher shoes or like a nice shoe, sometimes I feel like I am looking up at you just a tad, but not enough where it makes me not enough where it makes me feel insecure.
Perfect.
This texter texting in, this is so relatable. Moose is right around the corner from a 55-year-old, so that makes sense.
Oh, oh my God.
Oh, my God.
The shade.
I'm feeling triggered. I'm going to let you go, Patrice.
Okay. Love you both.
All right.
Love you so much.
Call me later. I'll see.
Yeah, it's really weird. Do you think that our relationship is the closest thing you'll ever get to commitment? Because I know you do have a phobia of that.
No, I don't have a phobia of commitment at all. And I think that's where sometimes the lines get blurred. It's not that I'm afraid of commitment.
It's just that I don't want to be with someone forever.
Right.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY. Our mayor, Fleeky Maliki, he had a press conference yesterday and he announced the plan to roll out more affordable housing in the city. Because let's be honest, who can afford it?
Right. Nobody can afford a house today, so they have to put up, they have to put up these homes so Breezy and I can live in there.
If I don't laugh, I'll cry. Mayor Malik Evans announced the release of a request for a proposal to design, manufacture, deliver, and install up to 9 factory-built homes on city-owned vacant lots as a part of a pilot program. So the city is seeking home builders who specialize in different types of manufacturing of houses that can go up. It's a HUD certified manufactured housing. And the goal is to build affordable homes on Wilder, Davis, Lewis, and High Streets. I'm not sure exactly where those are in the city, but I'm sure we can look into it because, let's be honest, the average age of a person buying their first home now is 55 when it used to be 31.
Back in 1981. Everybody had a house. Right. Everybody had a home. You know,
now
my real estate agent,
has a home.
She's still sending me houses to look at. I'm like,
you go give it up, Janine or Ashley. Oh.
You know, and I do.
Money?
No, it's, I try to convince myself. I'm like, all right, I'm going to buy a house in 2026. And that's fine. I like where I'm at now. I love my apartment. I love my place. I love my location. I just want an asset. But it's so different now compared to when our parents were buying homes 30, 40, 50 years ago.
What about your ride or die? I'm sure that's an asset, right?
Yeah,
or did
sure.
Did you lease that?
Yeah. No, I bought it, but like, that's an asset. I'm talking about like an asset that can keep me going for the long run.
But you,
for years to come.
You love your ride or die. You could live in the back of that.
Yeah.
If times get tough.
Yeah. You live in the trunk of my car.
Hey, Bruce, can I come over? Sure. Let me clear out the back seat.
Coming up on the show, as a single parent, serious question. How do you get your kids to accept your new significant other? 585-252-9800. We're going to get Krista on the phone with us coming up, who says her kids want nothing to do with her new boyfriend. Anyone else been in this situation before? We'll get her on the phone and talk to her coming up next on the show. Hey guys, it's Moose from PXY Mornings. Listen up, DQ fans. Summer flavor is in every bite this summer, because the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu, featuring the new mixing bowl mashup, the brownie batter chocolate chip cookie dough pieces, and world famous DQ soft serve is back. Not to mention the return of the DQ fan voted favorite, the S'mores Blizzard Treat. I had one last night, and I gotta tell you, chef's kiss. It's going to be 87 for the high today, you guys. It's the perfect weather to get yourself a DQ Blizzard. These summer Blizzard flavors will not last long, so hurry into your locally owned DQ in Henrietta, Greece, and Webster today. Happy, tastes good. How does a single parent get her kids to accept and like her new partner? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. How many of you started bringing someone new around your kids that they just absolutely hated for no reason? 585-252-9800. This is, I know this is relatable. We get a lot of single parents that listen to the show. A lot of their kids hate their new boyfriend, yeah, or girlfriend. Really. And I want to go over to Krista on hold, who wants to share her story. She's at a dead end. Could use a little help this morning on this one. Hi, Krista. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Sounds like you're in a tough spot. Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on, Queen?
Yeah. You know, I am. Well, first of all, I listen to you guys in the morning, and I know you talk about all kinds of relatable stuff. But yeah. Anyway, I have an 11-year-old son and I have a 14-year-old daughter, and they hate my new boyfriend, or at least they act like they do.
Oof. Not good.
How long have you been with the guy?
We have been together for almost a year.
And you started bringing him around your kids?
About 3 months ago.
Okay, so you gave it some time and space.
And, you know, he's done nothing wrong. He's respectful. He's kind. He never tries to take their dad's place or, like, any of that stuff, you know, but they still treat him like crap. And they are old enough. Like, they understand what's happening, and they also know exactly how to hurt someone,
right?
And right now that someone is him. I mean, they are
brutal.
They won't say his name. They call him your boyfriend. Like,
yeah.
It's a curse word. My son will just leave the room the second he walks in. My daughter looks at him just with disgust,
like he's a creep
on the wall.
Yeah.
That's so tough.
That's
Listen,
really
I get why the kids are probably acting that way, but how uncomfortable for your guy.
Yeah.
What a terrible experience.
What is he doing about that?
Like, one night he brought over pizza and he tried to make a joke. And my son said, "Don't try so hard. You're not part of this family." I mean, I just saw his
face
fall.
Took the slice of pepperoni
and
headed to his room.
He didn't say anything. He just sat there holding the box.
Damn.
And just, you know, for what it's worth, like, their dad was not the greatest guy. And I knew I deserved better. I'm not going to go into detail with my kids about all of that. But, like, this guy is wonderful. He keeps showing up. He helps me around the house. He offers to drive them to practice. He's just waiting for them to soften, and they don't.
They just won't do it. I know there's a lot of people who have dealt with this. Eventually, your kids, I'm assuming, if this guy stays around long enough, they're going to have to warm up. But also, I take it the only reason you introduced this guy to your kids is because you plan on keeping him around for quite some time, yeah?
I mean, I certainly hope so. That's my intention, you know? I think they don't understand that letting him be a part of our life doesn't mean their dad goes away. Like, I just need someone to help them understand that. Like, love doesn't just replace love, you know? It expands, and I'm just... I'm trying to figure out how to make room for him.
Honestly,
for
like,
new.
I think counseling is like a great option for that. I think you need to, they need to go to like individual therapy and process this on their own, because clearly it's striking a nerve for sure.
That would be my worst nightmare. Meeting a woman, she has two kids that age, and then they're just so,
they hate you.
They're so mean to me.
They hate you.
I'm like, yeah. That would be horrible.
Do you find that it puts a strain on your relationship with him?
You know, it actually doesn't, because he's just so kind, and he's kind of unfazed. He's like, you know what? They're teenagers and they're feeling their feelings. He's just very
understanding,
emotionally mature. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does he have kids?
He does not have kids, but he is a psychology major. And, you know, he understands how the brain works. And I think he just sees it as like a normal developmental thing that kids in this situation experience sometimes.
Well, clearly what he's doing is not working. So let's switch things up a bit. He needs to come into the house and be like, kids, go to your room. Daddy's home. You know what I mean?
Horrible
advice. Show some, he needs to be the alpha.
Couldn't be worse advice.
I don't know. I don't know. What are you supposed to do in this situation? 585-252-9800. By the way, Krista, when you see them being disrespectful towards your new boyfriend, what are the repercussions of that?
I haven't really punished them because I haven't wanted them to associate him with like
punishment. Yeah.
But I mean, we do talk about it, and they clam up. I'm like, so can you tell me what you don't like about him? You know, what are you feeling when you walk out of the room? You know, that kind of thing. And they just like won't address it.
Is your ex-husband or boyfriend or father of your children kind of pissed too? Do you think he's feeding them information?
No, I don't think he cares.
You don't think he cares about this new guy?
No.
Well, you may be wrong. It's I don't know. There's a possibility.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can fix a situation like this. Like, of course, there's therapy, but I think it just comes down with timing. Eventually, they're going to warm up to the guy. They have to, especially if you marry him. I know it's only been 3 months, but they're young, too. I would feel triggered if I felt like somebody was trying to replace my dad at that age.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah, I mean, they are young, and I think it's like they're old enough to be rude, but they're young enough to not really
get it. Yeah. That's a wild place to be. Let's see if any of our listeners have been in this situation. 585-252-9800. You're definitely not the first, and you won't be the last.
How do you get your kids to accept and like your new partner? Krista, why don't you listen in to some of the texts and the messages we get and phone calls? Hopefully some of these help, at least maybe to make you feel not so alone. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. But best of luck. I hope things work out with the new guy.
Thank you. Me too.
All right. What's his name, by the way?
His name is Kurt.
The All Kids right. Hate Kurt, a brand new podcast coming to the Odyssey app.
Sorry, Krista. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I don't think she liked that one very
much. Let's get to some text really quick. Michelle says, I could have written this exact message last year. My kids were brutal to my boyfriend, and he's a saint. It took time. It took a lot of time. But the turning point was when I stopped trying to fix their feelings and just kept being consistent. They needed to see he wasn't going anywhere.
Okay, this person says, listen, they don't have to like your new partner, but they absolutely have to be respectful. And then this person says, guys, I've been with my wife for 8 years and we've been married for 3 and her kids still have not warmed up to me. That is so incredibly tough. And I also just feel like this is unfortunately more relatable than you might think, because these kids have big emotions. They don't want to feel like anyone's taking the place of their father or stepping in or going to take their mom away from them. So I totally get where the kids are coming from. And going back and echoing that last texter, they absolutely have to be respectful. They don't have to be in love with the guy. But if you treat him rudely, that's just bad manners in general. Like, legitimately. I think, and then this person says, you can't force anything. And they may have their guard up to protect you. Sometimes it just takes time.
Yeah.
I think as long as they emphasize that he's not replacing their dad at all, that it'll be fine, but they definitely have to be respectful and it'll take time when they're young.
No, the guy's bringing over free pizza. Come on, Al.
Janelle says, I would literally warm up to anyone for that.
Janelle says, my daughter didn't speak to my partner for almost a year, called him the intruder. Now she calls him when her car won't start.
Let's go to the intruder.
Let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name? Hello, PXY.
Hello?
Hello, PXY, who's this?
Abby?
Hi, Abby. Go ahead, you're live.
So I can, you know, have an experience on the side of, like, the children. When I was, like, 13 years old, my mother met a guy online in California, and within, like, 10 days, they were married. He was living here.
Oh, yeah.
New York.
Of course. Sounds stable.
So, I mean, I can completely understand the aspect of these kids and them feeling like they don't want him to take over any kind of role of their dad, regardless of how good or bad of a partner he may have been in the past, who's still their dad. And so I was like, no, this guy's not going to come into my house. He's not going to tell me what to do, you know. But now, as an adult, you know, I left for the military at 17. And as an adult, I gained an appreciation for this man because he did, like the mom was saying, her boyfriend shows up. He's understanding. As I got older, I was about 18 years old, and I was like, oh, wow. You know, and now I consider my mother's husband my dad, you know, so I think just with age and whatever, they're going to get through it. But that key thing of having respect, that's huge.
Well, I have a question, Abby. Yeah. So after meeting for 10 days and your mom marrying this guy she met online in California, how long were they married for after that? They were together?
They've been married for over 20 years, 20 something years.
Oh, good for them. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, the kids will get through it. And it's just, they do need to learn that aspect of respect. And if the mother just says, listen, you're not in trouble, but you do need to have respect. He is an adult, regardless of anything else.
Right.
Right.
Thanks for that. Thanks for the call this morning, Abby. I really appreciate it.
It's interesting to have the perspective of a child that is now since grown, like Abby, because, you know, you've been through it at that age, and then you grow up and you realize, like, you can reflect and be like, was I completely fair in that, or do I stand by what I felt, type of thing like that.
Yes. We got to wrap this up, guys. Awesome phone call from Krista this morning, and thank you guys for weighing in on this. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings.
98 PXY.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
87 for the high today. Yes, please, with a lot of sun. Got a message from a listener by the name of Ashley from East Rochester who says she is broken up over the fact that her daughter asked if she loves her phone more than she loves her. Well, if that doesn't scream, I have a problem.
Not sure what does.
Would love some help on this one this morning. 585-252-9800. I don't think there is too many people whose kids have made mention of their terrible phone habits. It's usually the other way around. Ashley wrote in and was like, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. Thanks for getting back to me. So if any other parents have been through this, I was wondering what steps you took. I'm a mom of a 9-year-old. Lately, my daughter has started pointing out how often I'm on my phone. And she's asked if I love my phone more than her. And it stings. I didn't realize how obvious it was to her. I want to be a good role model and spend quality time with her, but I'm just trying to juggle work, messages, and everything else on there. And I won't lie, I'm also the occasional TikTok scroller.
Sure.
I can't help it sometimes. How do I balance it? I want to be a good role model and show her that she's the most important thing, but I don't want to just shut everything off and miss important stuff either.
Right.
Has anyone else dealt with this? How did you balance the phone without making your kid feel ignored? You got to just have a certain time between 6 and 8. You got to shut it down.
Yeah. You need designated screen-free time.
Or to balance it out, throw an iPad in their face. That way they don't feel left out.
I wouldn't recommend, would not recommend.
I feel like in the last couple of days, I've been giving really good advice on this show.
Horrid advice.
You just got to take advantage of that.
Everyone's like, oh my God, what's happening? No, I listen, I think that people struggle with this no matter what age they are, whether they're having a relationship or a problem in a relationship they're in with a partner or a relationship like a parent, you know, daughter, son, child relationship. It's hard to balance the screen time because we all are so addicted to our phones.
It is really tough. It's like we talk about all the time. I catch myself doing it every single day. I'll be scrolling through Instagram. I will shut it down, put my phone down, pick it up 15 seconds later and open up the same app.
It's crazy.
Like, what am I doing?
It's insane.
You're not even thinking about it.
Thing.
Yeah.
Like 17 times a day. It's sad and crazy, but...
And a while back, we went through our settings on our phone and we checked our screen time and how long we looked at these screens and how many times we picked it up in a 24-hour period. And I think you were up to what, 11 hours in one day for screen time, Breeze?
No, 11 hours is crazy.
Yeah, that's what it was.
No, it wasn't. Oh my God, you're making me look bad.
Let's get over to Julie that says, I get that this mom feels bad, but let's be real. Phones are how we function now. I'm not ignoring my kid. I'm managing my life, and I'm not going to feel guilty for not staring at her every second.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I love that this mom's taking the phone side.
Literally. She's like, it's not my fault. Yeah. And listen, when it comes to your kids, they are a sheer reflection and mirror of you. So whatever you do, they're going to do too. And you're not going to like it when they get older and ignore you, because they're just going to turn around and be like, well, this is what you did to me. So I learned from the best.
Yeah, that's very true. As they get older, you're probably going to miss that attention from them, because they're going to show you none. There was a girl that came to the Dairy Queen last night. Must have been like 13, 14 years old. She didn't lift her head up from her phone once.
Wow.
Even when she was having a full-on discussion with her mom. I was like, that's wild.
She like had no idea they were even at Dairy Queen.
No, she had no idea. She's like, I'm so hungry. She's like, look up. There's food. It's right under your nose. Let's go over to Meg. Hi, Moose and Breezy. My seven-year-old once said, you're always looking at that glowing thing. And I started doing phone-free dinners after that. Kids definitely will notice when you're ignoring them. One suggestion is said, yeah, you got to set no phones between 6 and 8. That's the rule. And it's definitely hard at first, but my kids noticed it, and they noticed it fast. They actually started opening up more when they noticed I wasn't always staring at my phone.
Yeah, they probably felt safer to do so. You know?
Yeah, no, of course. Like, you're actually engaged and paying attention.
Correct.
Kind of like when I talk to you and you're on your phone and you're not looking up to me and engaging in the conversation.
You do that to me literally all the time, too. I'm like, how are you? What's been going on? 15 minutes later.
What?
never mind. I don't care anymore.
Chris, we've moved on. Let's go over to Chris. If you guys are just tuning in for parental, Ashley from East Rochester said it was a gut punch. Her 9-year-old came to her and said, do you love your phone more than you love me? Could you imagine?
That's so tough.
Phones aren't going away. Instead of panicking, I say we teach our kids what balance looks like. I have a teenager, and trust me, in a few years, it's them who won't look up from their phones.
Yeah.
So if you're still getting called out by your 9-year-old, that's a win. At least she wants your attention, unlike mine.
Yeah.
That's really
sad. That's very true. Unfortunately, that is the truth of the matter. And I mean, I feel like we've talked about this before, but like with my mom, I feel like people in their 50s and 60s can't multitask on their phone. Like when they're on their phone, they're locked in.
That's it.
There's no outside noise. They are locked into that iPad.
It's funny.
It's so crazy. Sorry, not to cut you off. It's so crazy that you kids nowadays start their life with an iPad.
Yeah.
And then end their life with an iPad. It's every old person has an iPad. Not that my mom's old.
Well, I mean, who knows what these kids are going to end their lives with in 50, 60 years from now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
70 years. God knows what technology is going to come up. But I remember, like, right before my parents got iPhones, my dad was constantly on me about, you guys are so glued to your phones. I'm like, well, when you get one, you'll understand.
Right.
He got an iPhone.
He's obsessed.
And then let's go over to
our
friend.
Loves a Candy Crush moment.
Good morning, guys. This woman needs to get the book by Catherine Price called How to Break Up with Your Phone. It's a 30-day detox on how to wean yourself off the phone, and it's a really good way to become less addicted. And yes, I'm speaking from experience. All right, so this is a How to Break Up with Your Phone, the 30-day detox by Catherine Price.
Wait, I have that book. Never read it, but I have it.
No way.
Yeah, I do. I genuinely do. Never read
Who
it.
Who gave that to you?
I bought it when I was going through a crisis. Yes. Yes, I can literally take a picture of it when I get home.
So why didn't you ever get around to it?
You
bought it for a reason. You never read it?
It's literally in my bedside drawer. I need to read it. Every year, I'm like, I'm going to read this. Never read it.
Yeah, you got to read it.
Yeah.
You read how to what's the toxic relationship book that I have in my desk drawer upstairs?
Oh, yeah. Toxic.
That's been sitting in my drawer for a year. I never read that one either.
Yeah, you should definitely read that one.
I got to page 5.
Right. You should definitely read that one. I read that with my therapist. It was a lot. Oh, Toxic Relationship Recovery was that one. That
yes.
We have. Yeah, guys, maybe we can turn this into a bit because
my goal for the year was to read one book. So maybe that's my one book because I have it.
Yeah. And I'll end it with Paul, who says, I have two teenage girls who were obsessed with their phones. Couldn't even have an they couldn't even look at you in the eyes when having a conversation. I had to shut it down. No screen time between the hours of 6 and 9, especially before bed, and especially no screen time at the dinner table.
Period.
There are rules in this house.
And that's on period.
Thank you guys for texting in on this one today, and appreciate your message, Ashley. If you guys ever want to reach out, you can do so on our Instagram at 98PXY Rochester, and of course 98PXY on our Facebook page to be a part of the show. Mm-hmm. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to play 98PXY.
Benson Boone coming to CMAC tomorrow for a sold out show. Been waiting a long time for that show. It's PXY Mornings, Moose.
For months.
Moose, Breezy, the community came together in a really huge way yesterday on the Andrew Street Bridge, as the search continued for the missing 5-year-old boy, Zajay St. Pierre, who fell into the Genesee River. And the community just kind of rallied together in support of the child's family. Members of the Street Life Motorcycle Club rode through to show their support. And Rochester police have been searching throughout the river using helicopters, drones, boats, I mean, you name it. But the Rochester Police Chief, David Smith, gave an update last night at a press conference and said, at this point, it's a recovery operation. We're just trying to locate this young boy, bring him home so the family can get some sort of closure. But first responders had been searching the Genesee River, and they worked with RG&E just to kind of reduce the water flow from the Mount Morris Dam, just to help divers in their search, even bringing the water flow at High Falls to a near standstill. But since yesterday, they've been working with RG&E to gain approval to reduce that water flow. But sadly, they said they're still unable to locate this young boy with even all of these methods that they've been using. The police chief went on to say, there is video. I have seen the video. This did happen. And I pray to God none of you have to see the video. Mayor Malik Evans urged the community to just kind of support the family and keep them in your thoughts and prayers. But yeah. Rochester police have asked boaters and fishermen to just remain vigilant, study Zajay's face. If anyone could potentially, if they see him or they find him, please know exactly what he looks like. But the family also opened up a GoFundMe to support them during this time, and you can donate to that as well.
It's absolutely horrid.
A horrible story. Coming up on the show, we got a couple of texts coming in for There I Said It, and Sarah just texted in, don't ever ask someone to take their shoes off in your home. If your home is that clean, then don't ask people to come over.
Oh my
there
God.
I said it.
She's pissed.
585-252-9800 is the number. Send us all of your hot takes and unpopular opinions. We're going to get to more of them coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Time for There I Said It. 585-252-9800. Do you need to clear the air this morning? We know you do. We sure do. Texts are coming in right now. Let's get to all of your hot takes, starting with our boy Jim. What's up, guys? Couples who share a Facebook account should legally be required to wear matching shirts that say one of us cheated. There I said it.
Oh my God.
Well said, Jim.
Thing?
That was a good one, Jim. Yes.
The sharing of the Facebook account?
Yes.
Weird.
Hi. Welcome to Molly and Matt's Facebook account page.
Look at us on our hike.
What?
Right.
Okay. Sounds good. Cheryl's here. She says, I truly believe that some people use religion as a vehicle to just be an ass. There I said it. Yeah.
Yikes.
You got to mask it.
You got to mask it.
You've never met him, so you wouldn't know.
I don't know if this is Breezy texting in from her burner phone, but...
I mean, the answer is probably, what's up?
If I hear one more person say we're expecting, when it's very clearly only one of you is pregnant, I'm going to lose it.
It's not we're expecting, it's we are pregnant. We are not pregnant. I am pregnant. You are having a child, but we collectively are not pregnant.
Well, technically, you're not having a child either.
What do you mean?
Like if a guy said that, I'm having a child. You're not having a child.
You are acquiring a child. Yes.
Well, yes, you contributed.
I'm acquiring a child. The standard verbiage should be, I am pregnant and he is acquiring a child.
He planted a seed.
Okay.
Right.
Right, of course, yes.
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course.
Let's go over to Lori. I have a college degree, 2 jobs, and I still can't afford a 1-bedroom without a roommate who leaves frozen shrimp in the sink. The system is broken. There, I said it.
I've been that roommate before.
Yes. I mean, this is our old intern, Zach.
I mean, listen.
Or excuse me, Joe.
I just read that blossoming story about the new low-income housing, affordable housing coming to the city. So you might be in luck. Okay.
You suggested that I move into the trunk of my car.
I mean, if you really love your ride that much from Ide, you would put your money where your mouth is.
I do.
That's all I'm saying.
I do. I just, you know, there's not a lot of...
You don't love it that much, though.
There's not a lot of places in there to put a hot plate. And a dresser.
Mine for today is this. I would rather stab my eyes with rusty nails than sit in traffic for more than 10 minutes here in Rochester, New York. The traffic is horrid and something needs to change. There, I said it. I live in Rochester, New York. I don't live in LA. I don't live in Long Island.
You would
There's
never.
No reason I should be. It should take me 45 minutes to get from downtown Rochester to Fairport. There's just no reason for it. And even when you are sitting in traffic on 490 and you go to get off, there's more construction. You can't go the back way through Fairport. It is a disaster. And I'm sick of it. I said it.
You would never make it in a big city. You would never.
I can barely make it in this city.
I mean, there's really no traffic. There's traffic.
What are you talking about?
But it only really takes a couple minutes.
2 minutes from here. How would you know there's no traffic? You've never had to deal with the bridge being closed in Fairport. You don't live in Fairport.
You
don't have to deal with 490 getting off at Bushnell's Basin. It's a joke.
Are you telling me I don't ever leave the city? I have nowhere to drive
to? It's not your daily commute.
I have nowhere to go. I've lived in this city for years. I've been stuck in traffic, and it's not that bad. You're being dramatic.
You have no idea. Consider yourself blessed.
Listen, Breezy.
You're rolling the dice at that point.
You're talking to a guy who spent 2.5 hours to go 15 minutes and then only took 10 minutes to get home. That's traffic. 2.5 hours of my life to go 15 minutes. You're talking to the wrong guy.
I don't want any of it. And if I wanted that, I would go live there. But I live here. And that's not how it's supposed to go here. So I'm not really sure why the city thinks that it's okay to just start different traffic endeavors and construction in every pocket of the city.
We're going to make the city beautiful, you guys. Let's make Rochester great again. Let's go over to Jenna. Hot take this morning, but I'm one of those people who believe in participation trophies. By recognizing every child's efforts and involvement, they help reinforce that showing up and trying your best matters. It's about having fun. There, I said it. It's not about having fun. It's about winning. And people like you teach kids to be weak. It's a tough world out there. Did you just hear what Breezy just said? Your kid might have to wait in traffic for a couple of minutes.
You know what? No, I'm going to double down because you sitting here and mocking me, you are going against not only me, but the entire city of Rochester by not having my back. I have 3 texts coming in. I'm sitting in traffic right now on 490. I live in Irondequoit and work in Victor. This is absolutely awful. I missed the first half of my meeting. This person, the zipper merge should be taught to all new drivers. Sitting in a single lane for 3 miles is just not going to work and shouldn't be the standard. The road rage over people being smart enough to use it is insanity. Keep the traffic moving and zipper it up. There, I said
it. Why don't people know how to zipper? People
because
think,
they think it's rude. They think right. it's rude. They think
Listen,
you're cutting it off. It's like, that's not how, oh my God, that's not
you,
how that works.
If you talk to any like trooper or cop or
yes.
any construction worker,
yes.
they're going to tell you you're going to save a lot more time if you just zipper to the front, because that's how the flow of traffic actually should move.
Correct.
If you're getting in line to just wait, you're going to be there forever. You don't have to do that.
And like,
it's not required.
You thinking that you going on the lane or the path less traveled is rude is actually innovative and smart, and that's what you should be doing. And honestly, at this point, it's a safety issue. So this person says, I leave work early in Victor to avoid the buildup in the basin to get home from Webster. There are so many people backing me. Thank you guys so much. I feel vindicated because my co-hosts won't vindicate me.
Let's go over to this person. People who wear flip-flops in public should be fined. I'm tired of seeing your crusty-ass toes at the grocery store. There, I said it.
Janine, we have bigger problems. Thank you so much.
Bigger fish to fry here. My husband hasn't looked at me in the eyes for a week, but asked what's for dinner, like we're still pretending.
We love a healthy marriage. We really do.
Oh, that's my favorite one this morning. I absolutely love it. And then let's go over to Emily, who says, how come every person I've ever met who says family is everything has the most toxic families ever? There, I said it.
No, literally.
I don't know.
They're like, family's everything. They're like cursing their mom out. I'm like, what? Wait, what?
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Welcome back to the show. 87 for the high today. Yes, please.
Not me lawyering up.
You, first of all, I find this so funny because Breezy brought it up this morning and I was laughing because I too have been in this situation time and time again. Did I make a buttload of money? No. But Breezy is involved in a class action lawsuit.
No, I'm obsessed.
And
I feel like so legally blonde right now.
Can I ask, did you get this did it come in through the mail or email?
I got an email, so obviously I was like, this is a phishing scam, obviously. Like, I'm not responding to this.
Yeah.
And when I first opened it, so I got it over Memorial Day weekend, and I was like, what the hell? Like, what is this? Thought it was a scam, because I live under the belief that every email that I get is a scam. That's why I don't respond to anybody.
Same.
Like, scam. And my boss is like, you have to respond to that. It's a reply all. Anyways. So I get this and it's like notice of proposed class action settlement, Kane versus University of Rochester. I go, who's Kane? You know what I mean? So I'm flipping.
Well, that's the person that filed the lawsuit.
Sure. So I'm reading. I completely dismiss it. And I'm like, I'm not dealing with this. This seems like a lot of admin. Like, what is, am I even like supposed to be getting this email? I feel like I'm like reading someone's diary. And they're like, you know, intimate files. So then we go to, my girlfriend and I go to dinner with her parents. And her mom brings up that she also got a letter or an email. And she's like, oh, yeah, like I fill these class action lawsuits out all the time whenever I get the chance to. Because like I've made money off of them. And I'm like, I hear money and my ears perk up. And I'm like, where do I sign? You know what I mean?
Right.
So she gets me all the paperwork and such to fill this out to get my slice of the settlement, I guess. I don't even know how they work. I think that's kind of what I'm asking. Like, is this a scam? And is the juice worth the squeeze when it comes to these class action lawsuits? Because obviously it's a big array of people that are getting these settlements. But with this being through the U of R, I owe, maybe $3,000 in medical debt from my nose surgery. So I'm like, oh, maybe I do look into this and get it completely wiped away.
No, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm definitely going
to
do that.
Really, I've been involved in quite a few of them, a handful of them, because I've actually taken the time to fill out the email. But the way it works is the lawyers get millions, the head plaintiffs will get thousands, and then the class, such as yourself, gets pennies. So any of these class action lawsuits, like I did one for Bumble, they're like, if you use this app between 2018 and 2021, then you're eligible for a payday, if you will.
Love it.
Like, all right. So I filled that out. I ended up getting $10 back. And then they had one come out. Do you remember the one we talked about last week about Apple?
Mm-hmm.
If you used Apple,
yeah.
If you have an Apple phone, which is all of us.
Which is every single person in the entire universe. But yes, keep going.
How much do you think every person from Apple is going to get?
Right.
Maybe $10-$12 when you really do the math and break it down.
$20 though, between those two lawsuits.
So I don't know the whole breakdown with your lawsuit. Is it U of R?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I think
that
it's like
case.
A, it's like a HIPAA thing, I think.
So, but I don't know how much you could expect to get back. Personally, I don't know anybody who's ever gotten an email for a class action lawsuit who's made out.
Okay. So my girlfriend's mom was like, I made like $12,000 or $1,200 from, I think it was like the dump or something.
That's totally, I believe that.
Yeah. So
the only way I've ever made money is when, I don't think we have Postmates here.
No.
Postmates, when I was on the West Coast, it was like DoorDash. Mm-hmm. So I was doing deliveries. But what they would do is, I know it sucks. The reason why they had a lawsuit against them is because you would get bonused if you do so many deliveries. Mm-hmm. But once you're about to hit that bonus, they would shut the app off on their drivers to keep you from getting that bonus so they didn't have to pay out. So it was like you needed 30 rides or 30 pickups or deliveries within a 2-hour period. And when I got to 29, I got nothing. It was just dead in the water. Well, there was a lawsuit figured out they were shutting the app off on their drivers.
That's grimy.
So I ended up, just from that alone, in the 4 months that I was working with them, I ended up getting like $580.
Those bonuses that you were basically allotted before. Yeah, see, I don't know. I mean, I'm praying for the best, hoping my medical debt is wiped away. But I honestly had never been a part of it. So I've never had anything like that happen. This person said, I did one for Equifax and got $7.44.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. I mean, if you want to get some pocket change, I mean, by all means, it's worth it. I don't know how much you're going to get back for this, but they should say that in the email somewhere, what you're expected.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how many people are involved in this class action lawsuit.
I'm going to assume it's a lot.
You think that your surgery, that bill was going to be wiped out? Oh.
Completely wiped. See ya.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. But you should do it and then report back. I'd love to see, if you get enough to at least take your girl out to dinner.
Not me coming into some money.
You're not going to come into some money, Breezy.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I'm pulling for
you. I hope you eat your words.
I'm pulling for you. Trust me.
I'm pulling for you, but you're not getting anything. I believe in you 0%.
I've done this too many times to know that it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Not me lawyering up for round 2.
But your aunt, who got 12 grand?
My mother-in-law, soon to be.
Did she already get it?
It was years ago, she said.
Oh, I was going to say, if she just got it, that would have been a great down payment for you and your future spouse's house.
Correct. She's like, sorry, can't swing it.
take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
How does a single parent get their kids to accept and like their new partner? It's PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy. How many of you started maybe bringing someone new around? And your kids absolutely hated them.
They're like, absolutely not.
585-252-9800. I want to go over to Krista on hold, who she wants to share her story. She's at a dead end. She's bringing around a new guy. She called us up and says, has anyone ever been through the same situation I'm currently in right now? Hi, Krista. Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good. Sounds like you're in a tough spot, yeah?
Yeah, what's going on, Queen?
Yeah, you know, I am. Well, first of all, I listen to you guys in the morning, and I know you talk about all kinds of relatable stuff. But anyway, I have an 11-year-old son, and I have a 14-year-old daughter, and they hate my new boyfriend, or at least they act like they do.
Oof, not good.
How long have you been with the guy?
We have been together for almost a year.
And you started bringing him around your kids?
About 3 months ago.
Okay, so you gave it some time and space.
And you know, he's done nothing wrong. He's respectful. He's kind. He never tries to take their dad's place or like any of that stuff, you know, but they still treat him like crap. And they are old enough. Like they understand what's happening. And they also know exactly how to hurt someone.
Right.
And right now that someone is him. I mean, they are,
brutal.
They won't say his name. They call him your boyfriend. Like it's a curse word. My son will just leave the room the second he walks in. My daughter looks at him just with disgust. Like he's a
creep
on the wall.
Yeah.
That's so tough. Listen, really, I get why the kids are probably acting that way, but how uncomfortable for your guy.
Yeah.
What a terrible experience.
About that.
Like, one night he brought over pizza and he tried to make a joke, and my son said, "Don't try so hard. You're not part of this family." I mean, I just saw his
face took the slice of pepperoni and headed to his room.
He didn't say anything. He just sat there holding the box.
Damn.
And just, you know, for what it's worth, like, their dad was not the greatest guy, and I knew I deserved better. I'm not going to go into detail with my kids about all of that, but, like, this guy is wonderful. He keeps showing up. He helps me around the house. He offers to drive them to practice. He's just waiting for them to soften, and they don't.
They just won't do it. I know there's a lot of people who have dealt with this. Eventually, your kids, I'm assuming, if this guy stays around long enough, they're going to have to warm up. But also, I take it the only reason you introduced this guy to your kids is because you plan on keeping him around for quite some time, yeah?
I mean, I certainly hope so. That's my intention. You know, I think they don't understand that letting him be a part of our life doesn't mean their dad goes away. Like, I just need someone to help them understand that. Like, love doesn't just replace love. You know, it expands. And I'm trying to figure out how to make room for him.
Honestly,
for
like,
new.
I think counseling is, like, a great option for that. I think they need to go to, like, individual therapy and process this on their own, because clearly it's striking a nerve for sure.
That would be my worst nightmare. Meeting a woman, she has two kids that age, and then they're just so,
they hate you.
They're so mean to me.
They hate you.
I'm like, yeah. That would be horrible.
Do you find that it puts a strain on your relationship with him?
You know, it actually doesn't, because he's just so kind, and he's kind of unfazed. He's like, you know what? They're teenagers and they're feeling their feelings. He's just very
understanding,
emotionally mature. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does he have kids?
He does not have kids, but he is a psychology major. And, you know, he understands how the brain works. And I think he just sees it as, like, a normal developmental thing that kids in this situation experience sometimes.
Well, clearly what he's doing is not working. So let's switch things up a bit. He needs to come into the house and be like, kids, go to your room. Daddy's home. You know what I mean?
Horrible,
like,
advice.
Show some. He needs to be the alpha.
Couldn't be worse advice.
I don't know. I don't know. What are you supposed to do in this situation? 585-252-9800. By the way, Krista, when you see them being disrespectful towards your new boyfriend, what are the repercussions of that?
I haven't really punished them because I haven't wanted them to associate him with, like,
punishment. Yeah.
But, I mean, we do talk about it, and they clam up. I'm like, so can you tell me what you don't like about him? You know, what are you feeling when you walk out of the room? You know, that kind of thing. And they just, like, won't address it.
Is your ex-husband or boyfriend or father of your children kind of pissed too? Do you think he's feeding them information?
No, I don't think he cares.
You don't think he cares about this new guy?
No.
Well, you may be wrong. I don't know. There's a possibility.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can fix a situation like this. Like, of course, there's therapy, but I think it just comes down with timing. Eventually, they're going to warm up to the guy. They have to, especially if you marry him. I know it's only been 3 months, but they're young too. I would feel triggered if I felt like somebody was trying to replace my dad at that age.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah. I mean, they are young, and I think it's like they're old enough to be rude, but they're young enough to not really
get it. Yeah. That's a wild place to be. Let's see if any of our listeners have been in this situation. 585-252-9800. You're definitely not the first, and you won't be the last.
How do you get your kids to accept and like your new partner? Krista, why don't you listen to some of the texts and the messages we get and phone calls. Hopefully some of these help, at least maybe to make you feel not so alone. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. But best of luck. I hope things work out with the new guy.
Thank you. Me too.
All right. What's his name, by the way?
His name is Kurt.
Kids Hate Kurt, a brand new podcast coming to the Odyssey app.
Sorry, Krista. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
She hated that. No, she couldn't hate it more.
this person said, my daughter didn't speak to my partner for almost a year. This came in from Janelle. She goes, they called him the intruder. Now she calls him when her car won't start. You are planting seeds, and sometimes that just takes a little mm-hmm. while. Let's go over to Abby on hold. Go ahead, Abby. You're live this morning.
So I, you know, have an experience on the side of, like, the children. When I was, like, 13 years old, my mother met a guy online in California, and within, like, 10 days they were married. He was living here.
Oh, yeah.
New York.
Of course. Sounds stable.
So, I mean, I can completely understand the aspect of these kids and them feeling like they don't want him to take over any kind of role of their dad, regardless of how good or bad of a partner he may have been in the
Correct.
Past, he's still their dad. And so I was like, no, this guy's not going to come into my house. He's not going to tell me what to do,
Correct.
You know. But now, as an adult, you know, I left for the military at 17. And as an adult, I gained an appreciation for this man because he did, like the mom was saying, her boyfriend shows up. He's
yep.
understanding. As I got older, I was about 18 years old, and I was like, oh, wow. You know, and now I consider my mother's husband my dad, you know, so I think just with age and whatever, they're going to get through it. But that key thing of having respect, that's
yeah, it's huge. Well, I have a question, Abby. Yeah. So after yeah. meeting for 10 days and your mom marrying this guy she met online in California, how long were they married for after that? They were together.
They've been married for over 20 years, 20 something years.
Oh, good for them. That's awesome.
The kids will get through it, and it's just they do need to learn that aspect of respect. And if the mother just says, listen, you're not in trouble, but you do need to have respect. He is an adult, regardless of anything else.
Thanks for that. Thanks for the call this morning, Abby. I really appreciate it. Let's get to one more. We're going to go over to Lee this morning. Hi, Lee. You're live.
Hi. So Abby just nailed it. It's respect. They know. They understand.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it feels like they're walking all over her
yeah.
because, oh, mom's just, you know, going to go with us, blah, blah, blah. And
it's also like sensitive.
They got to respect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the guy's bringing over free pizza. Come on now.
Yeah. Like, seriously, it's like, say thank you. How about that? It's not. And I would have, if it was myself, I would have said, that's very rude to say. You do not say that. We show respect.
Yeah. I'll tell you what right now. I'm sure there's some guys that would be super intimidated by this. This guy just keeps showing up.
I've been there.
He keeps showing up.
Been there.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
There's something to be said about that.
Yep, but Abby nailed it.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in, Lee. I appreciate the phone call this morning. And
I definitely
then,
felt that way about my girlfriend's dog when we first started dating, but no,
I'm sorry?
She was obsessed with me.
What?
She hated me.
Oh,
hated
the dog?
Hated me. Hated me.
Well, the dog was very territorial.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the dog's just sitting there one day, and then you start moving in with boxes.
Yeah.
It's like, what is this?
I bite me too.
Yeah. I'll end it with, we got a text message that said, your kids are still learning how to feel things without exploding. I don't know if it's about the boyfriend, but I think it's about what his presence represents, which is change. And kids don't always like change. I would give it time, but they'll eventually come around. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. Thank you guys for all the texts and, of course, the phone call we got this morning for Krista on this topic. Very relatable. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, we'll be right back. PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, Breeze. Am I really the bad guy here for not inviting my kid's father on our trip to Europe? I came across this message last night, and the first thing that came to my mind is, this is awesome. Chrissy from Webster wants to know, who's in the wrong here, my ex-husband or me? She goes, I've been divorced for 4 years. Primary custody of my 9-year-old daughter and 12-year-old son. The last 2 years, we have been reading about Europe, learning the culture, customs, foods. And shortly after we started this project, I started putting money away for us to take a trip.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the itinerary set for some time and knew exactly how much money I needed for my kids. The moment I hit my mark, I let my kids know. And their reaction was priceless. I was ecstatic, but the reaction was priceless. And she goes, they asked if their father was going to go, and I let them know that it's just going to be us.
Yeah.
And they got really upset and asked why we couldn't do this trip as a family.
Oh.
What they don't get is that we are not a family. Their father cheated on me and has spent most of his time this last 4 years spending all of his money on random women. My kids see their dad maybe once a month, and he seems fine with that. Behind my back, my son texts his father, who said he would love to join us. I called my ex and told him he was not invited. He said I was being selfish and a terrible mom to deprive his children the opportunity to make a beautiful memory with their dad. He says he would pay his own way, so there shouldn't even be an issue. I'm so upset because this was supposed to be our thing.
Right.
Am I a jerk if I don't give in to my kids and ex-husband and take the trip without him? Either way, I'm afraid the trip is already ruined.
Not at all.
All right.
Literally not at all. First of all, it's your trip. And second of all, it would feel uncomfortable for you. You're spending thousands of dollars to go to Europe and you're going to feel awkward on your own trip. It's already ruined.
Yeah, where's he going to, what's the sleeping arrangement like? 585-252-9800. Who's in the wrong?
You don't even need to get there. You don't even need to question the sleeping arrangement because it's not happening.
No, I'm just saying, is he sharing a room? He's paying his own way to get there. Fine. That's not the point. I can understand when you kind of have something planned and set and ready. It was just supposed to be the three of you. Now they get someone else. It's kind of like when you basically have a dinner planned with your friend and they want to bring a third person.
Yeah.
Oh, I really didn't want that to happen.
Right. The more the merrier.
Lynn says, you are not a jerk. You planned this. You saved. You invested in your kids, in their education. He had nothing to do with it.
Right.
He doesn't get to swoop in now and pretend that he's father of the year. Sam says, this is a teachable moment about forgiveness and boundaries. You can let him come without it being about getting back together.
Nobody said getting back together. It's just awkward. It's like going on a vacation with your worst enemy. Like, who wants to do that? Why would that be comfortable for you?
Yeah, especially if you're going to Europe for the very first time. You do want it to be special. God forbid the toxic fights start to break out in front of the kids.
You go on vacation to unwind, to relax, to take a load off, and your anxiety would be at an all-time high.
It'd be through the roof.
I mean, God, we just talked about it. I can't even go to a wedding with my ex, let alone a different country.
Well, now you have the shower to look forward to.
Next weekend.
Like, what is it, a baby shower?
Yeah.
You can't get away.
Know,
you can't get away.
It's
maybe it's still meant to be. This person says, honestly, if he's offering to pay and they rarely get time with him, maybe this is a chance to let them have the connection. It's their dad that they see once a month.
Anybody on the side of the kids is delusional. Because guess what? You're not going to let your kids plan this whole trip that you're footing the bill for them for and then be like, it needs to go this way. That's just simply not how this works. And also, furthermore, if you open the window for this and you let this happen, they're going to think that they can control and dictate other situations that are way less serious than a trip to Europe.
So those that just are tuning in right now, Chrissy from Webster wanted to know who's in the wrong here. She planned this trip for her two kids, who are 9 and 12, to Europe. And she's been saving money for the last 2 years. Her and her scumbag husband have been divorced for 4 years. He was cheating on her. That's the tea. And now the kids went behind her back and asked if their dad could come. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to come. I'll pay my own way. She's like, absolutely not.
Yeah, no.
Is she in the wrong here for not allowing him to come so the kids could be with their dad and make this a family thing? But it's not really a family thing.
No, it's not a family thing.
They haven't been a family in a long time. Mark says, I'm a divorced dad, and I think you're 100% in the right. He's using guilt in your kids to manipulate the situation. Yeah, and not everything has to include him just because he's their dad. I mean, you know.
And you're allowed
He made choices. You're not
allowed to live separate lives. That's why you got divorced. You're allowed to do different things with your kids. And also, furthermore, it shows a lack of effort on his part because
jumping on the bandwagon?
Riding the coattails, if you will. And like, the kids need to learn that, hey, mommy took us to Italy or Europe or wherever they're going. And dad hasn't taken us on a trip ever. So at the end of the day, they will see who's actually culturing them and taking them places and spending money and time on them. And they'll be able to see the
difference and say, I wonder who actually cares about me more.
Yeah. You know, you're not, I don't think you're obligated to pretend like you're still a team when clearly you're not.
Co-parenting and being a family are two completely different things.
I think dad just heard about all the hookers in Amsterdam. So he's like, yeah, I'll come through.
The red light district as well. I saw some things there that I don't think I can say on the radio.
There you have it, guys. Thanks for weighing in on this one. Honestly, Chrissy, I would just say, yeah, we're going without you. Tell the kids daddy's coming and then just run to the airport and take off. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's going to meet us
He missed the flight. I don't know.
He's going to meet us at Terminal A.
That's on him. And again, your dad's not showing up.
Ouch.
Sorry.
It is what it is. Thanks, guys. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Oh, let's give some tickets away for this, shall we? Caller 8 right now, 585-252-9800 to win a party 5-pack. To the fall, High Falls Happy Hour. This is for Rochester Cocktail Revival. Breezy and I will be there Friday night, right on the bridge, not under the bridge, but right on top of it.
Moose normally hangs under the bridge, but this Friday we're going to be on top of it.
You can enjoy an outdoor happy hour in Street Fair featuring 20 plus New York State only brands, fashion, gaming, food, beer, wine, and spirits. Must be 21 and older to win. Caller 8 right now. Good luck.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.